Now, here's a question for you. If you are a male, and particularly if you are a heterosexual male who's never at any point in your life considered being a cross-dresser, have you ever worn women's underwear? And it's interesting, Morris has just come through the door, not because I'm talking about this, but because he's doing his job as the station manager in the absence of the boss. And he's, you know, ticking all the boxes and checking all the forms.
Yes,
and,
boss.
Has a whole lot of things that he needs to talk to us about. And
yes,
he's in
boss.
And out of the studio. But you jumped for joy when I asked the question. So I'll ask it again. Have you ever worn women's underwear?
Yes.
Have you ever worn women's underwear when you weren't taking part in a show that required you to wear women's underwear?
I will take the fifth on that one. That's far too personal of you to ask. I very dare you.
So tell me about the shows you have been in and times you have worn the underwear.
Well, it's not like full underwear. It's just a nice lacy basque. I don't have the cleavage quite to fill Madonna's lacy basque. But it's very restricting, and I basically need to lose about 4 stone before I'd probably get into it.
But what show would you be in to be dressed like Madonna?
Whenever we do our 80s band thing, you know, so just for a bit of crack.
So it's not some outrageous actual event that I'm trying to think of the one that has
Rocky
the
Horror,
narrator. Rocky Horror is a good example.
I did Rocky
yeah.
Horror once, actually, now you remind me. I have worn lacy knickers as well.
So you've been in Rocky Horror, that's understandable, but you could easily provide Pleasure Dome Entertainment with the rest of your band without dressing as a woman, Morris. So why do you do it?
For the crack?
It's because there must be some satisfaction in doing it.
Well, the satisfaction is seeing a big, fat, hairy bloke my age wearing a Madonna outfit.
But that's... when you're stepping into the basque, how does that feel?
Sore. It's tight. It's very tight. And the ribbing doesn't work with me because of my...
buttocks?
No, it doesn't go that way. I don't wear the underwear. I wear like a lacy, frilly dress petticoat. Right, so there's You're having difficulty with this, aren't you?
I am.
You need to be man up a bit. So there's like a lacy petticoat, right, under... So I'm wearing probably my boxers, lacy petticoat, and then there's like a nice sort of dress, a wedding dress over the top, and just the basque on top. You've seen Madonna wearing it. You know what it looks like.
Sadly, I have, and I do.
The Rocky Horror thing was different, though. That was actual the full gear, because that would have been the corset and the knickers and, you know, everything, and the suspenders.
So as you step into those knickers, how does that feel?
I don't really want to get into too much detail, because it's still the summer holidays. But it's all right. It's, you know, it's comfortable-ish. It's pleasurable. It's
Tina Calder is listening to this. Tina, good morning.
Good morning.
Tina, Morris is trying to explain to me that he has occasionally worn women's underwear. The reason that we're talking about this, more and more heterosexual men are wearing women's lingerie because their wives and girlfriends simply want them to. Are you familiar with this fad?
No, and I'm glad. to be honest, when I got sent through the information this morning from you guys, I was just like, there has to be more to this. This isn't just guys who want to wear a lacy underwear. You know, for me, it must be some form of people with fetish or people who are considering a gender transition or something. I just can't see why generically any bloke would want to put themselves through that.
But their girlfriend might want them to wear her underwear during the working day, so as whenever he comes home in the evening, he takes off his jacket and his shirt, she sees her bra or her underwear on display. She feels very close to him, and he's very close to her in the, I don't know, sweaty confines of the office or on the building site.
Can I just point out that has never happened that way socially? It's only for the band that it's happened.
Morris is now disappearing down the corridor.
Bye.
But can you understand, Tina, that, you know, some women are very demanding?
I can understand how some people would find it sexually arousing. I can understand how for some people it would add a little bit an element of excitement or an element of, you know, anticipation for when they get home, and don't get me wrong, I get all that. I get, you know, And I even get the fact that these would actually be the perfect set of lingerie for men who are now looking at the transition. But if Kieran, you know, turned around and started wearing my underwear, I think I'd be a bit like, well, number one, they wouldn't fit him, they'd be too big. But number two, I'd be thinking, what's going on here? You know what I mean? Because it's a conversation we've never had. And I suppose maybe that's where someone like me can't really understand it, because it's not a conversation I've ever had with a man. It's not something that I would expect to have with my boyfriend either.
Well, let me
speak.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. I totally know what you mean. Let me speak to showbiz writer Paul Martin, who's been, you know, he's been places. Paul, good morning.
Now that is very veiled, Frank. Which kind of places are you insinuating I've been in this particular discussion?
Well, you know, you've been around the world.
We've all been places in showbiz, rock bottom, the right to the top. But yeah, I know what you're saying, Frank. Well, I actually, you know, I'm going to issue some blame here, because we're doing a lot of analogy about, you know, I could see why this would be nice for some women or some guys, whatever. I have no issue with that, but I do think, you know, as the show's tabloid journalist, I think we need to issue some good old-fashioned blame here, right? And the blame is in two words, and it's two words that have been forgotten when it comes to women's underwear and men. David Beckham. We all remember about 18 years ago when Victoria Beckham decided to announce to the world, I think it might have been on Parky, wasn't it? On the Parky's show or something, that David likes to wear her underwear. And then, of course, he didn't really help himself a few weeks later by stepping out on a holiday. Do you remember in the sarong, which was basically a dress, a glorified dress? So this is nothing new. I suppose I'm just the biggest surprise is that somebody hasn't kind of marketed this kind of idea that men can sort of interchange in terms of their underwear choices a lot sooner than now. So they must be making a lot of money out of it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing it, right?
Have you ever actually, as any character on a stage, you know, at any point, or indeed if you just felt like doing it someday, have you ever stepped into women's knickers?
No, but I am aware. I mean, I even remember Kurt Cobain going out, and like the great rock icon god of all time, Kurt Cobain. I'm pretty sure I'm getting a memory flash in my very fading memory now, so I'm getting old, of Kurt Cobain going on stage in a dress, doing a whole gig on MTV in it. Now, it's not, you know, underwear, but I mean, it's the same kind of statement, isn't it? It's a really weird phenomenon, isn't it? It's like a lot of rock stars, so-called rock stars, have done this. So it's interesting you brought up at the start of the segment. But I think it's always smells a little bit of desperation. It's like, oh, what can we do that's going to be wilder and more shocking than, you know, back in the 70s, whatever, Sid Vicious had just done, or John Lydon or whatever. And so the next thing as well, pull on some women's clothes to become a bloke. It just seems a little bit, you know, it just seems a little bit odd to me. But in terms of this whole underwear, this more commercialized level, so we're going now obviously to new levels of commercialization here, which is what we're talking about. Can you actually imagine anybody who, as you said at the start, doesn't actually have a fetish going on to buy women's underwear just because their missus wants them to?
But it might be a very loving thing to do if your partner wants you to wear some of her clothing.
I get it. I do. I get you. I agree with you and I disagree with you a bit, because it's very what you're saying is, I suppose, true. If you really love somebody, then anything goes, right? You know, anything goes, because you love the person you don't have to love every choice they make, but you love the person. But I just can't imagine any bloke. I mean, look, if I'm at Stamford Bridge on a Saturday afternoon, and my wife ordered me to wear her underwear, and I'm standing up there, you know, giving it all this, and shouting in the shed ends, you know, and I know that the underwear, even me knowing that I'm wearing the women's underwear, nobody else does in the shed end on a Saturday afternoon, but I'm wearing it, I would just feel myself that I can't be one of these football fans, I can't possibly be supporting this football team. So I think it kind of psychologically affects the man in a negative way as well, even if nobody else knew about it.
Right, so you'd feel a little less masculine if you were wearing your wife's underwear. And actually, you know, I do understand what you're saying. I do understand it. Tina, one final point. You know, it probably depends on who the man is too, doesn't it? You know, like I've shared a changing room with Mae McFetridge.
I mean, absolutely. I think we do have to look at the fact that, and I do not agree that somebody should do something just because their girlfriend or boyfriend wants it. I don't think that's the case. I do think that couples will have very, you know, intelligent conversation about what they do like and dislike, and I think that they come to some form of an arrangement that works for both people. I don't think that for any minute that a woman should demand this of a man who just would not want to do it, and vice versa, because that's just wrong. But I do, I mean, there's something really bizarre about the fact that they're being marketed to heterosexual men who are not looking at a gender transition, who are not potentially a fetishist. So they're being marketed in a very mainstream kind of way, when in reality, they're probably there for people with fetish and people who are considering gender transition. So I think that, yes, it's clever marketing. It's got a bit of a publicity about it. I think that the Beckhams, it was all about publicity. I don't actually think he was running around in her underwear. So I do think we have to take it with a bit of a pinch of salt. And, you know, I don't think every woman's going to be arriving home over the next week asking their man to pop on their knickers, do you know what I mean?
I think on that graceful note, Tina and Paul, I'll say thank you. Thank you, chaps.
Thank you.
Dear, oh dear, oh dear. I'm just looking at the pictures here that are coming across the screen. But it is marketing, and, you know, it's not just, as we've emphasised here, it's not just about, and indeed it's not about women asking men to wear their actual underwear. It's the marketing of women's underwear for men. So the woman feels that the man in her life is, you know, coming to terms with this feminine side. But Tina's not into it. Paul's not into it. Morris might be into it. And it's 25 to 11. I'll say nothing.